Motherfuckers, yeah, all right, it's time for we gotta go real fast because it's a fast show where we talk about fast and cool stuff. Yeah, all right,
that was the hottest cold open we've ever had.
What? Yeah, dude, and short. We went like, whoa, and then already it's what's it called. I'm Dave Ross. That's Caleb Simon. Everybody shut the fuck up. We're going to do a podcast. Hey, all right. Turn up the gas and put gas in the engine because it's engine time on the gas show.
Whoa. I want the audience to know how quickly the mood changed. Literally like 2 seconds before we started, Dave was like, and I'm pulling up the email. Original sound. You have original sound on your Zoom. And it was like, I've never been, I mean, that was like jumping a car out of a plane and into a building.
It was, yeah, it was, that was surreal. I did it on purpose to shock Caleb. And I think
I'm really pumped.
of my strategy there was that it also shocked me. I now am stressed out. 0 to 60. Moment of a podcast. That's my.
We're going to be the first podcast that starts with a cool down. We got to be like, all
right. Oh, hey. Yeah, that's right. This is the gasoline show. That's what we're doing. Yeah. That's what our podcast is now. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the gasoline show where we record this in my fucking car, huh? Yeah.
Hell yeah. Now to our first segment of the day, Too Much with Caleb.
Yeah. All right, Caleb.
It's a bit much.
Okay, yeah, let's see if we could do. Hey, welcome to the gasoline show where we do, our show real fast going downhill. Yeah, I'm in this car having an orgasm going real fast. I'm alone. I miss my family. All right, going fast. Let's go out to Caleb Simon for. Hey, shut up, Caleb. It's time for you to talk. Shut up.
Hey,
let's throw it over to Caleb Simon for our new segment called Too Much. Caleb, tell us something that's way too much that you did. All right,
really,
shut up, dude.
People call in, hey, something's wrong with my car, and we're just like, fuck you. Like,
shut up, idiot. Yeah, we're click and clack, the idiots. Bam, I lost that riff entirely. I wanted to have they're click and clack, the Car Talk Brothers, and I wanted to make fun of them. But I just said the idiots, and that's lame. It's not a good joke, is the thing.
No, but hey, look, I don't know what you're expecting as the audience, but this is what I expect, and we're crushing my expectations. I mean, this is going great, in my opinion. Yeah. But also, just a side note, you said I'm driving in my car, having an orgasm, missing my family. Are you coming out of sorrow for missing the family? Because, I mean, I like to have a good time.
No, man, he's just that guy is just, he just contains multitudes, you know? He can experience a lot of life all at once.
Boy.
He's coming because he was going so fast. Separately, he misses his kids. Unrelated.
Right.
You know?
And we've all had an orgasm or two in a car.
Sure.
You know.
Is
that true? Only like once.
This, oh, really?
Like back when I had a curfew.
Back when you had a curfew?
So it was like I didn't have time. I had to be back home. I had to be back home by like 11.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it had to be.
Wait. And then you jerked off on the drive home? Wait,
yes.
What? Okay. I'm so confused
about
everything you just said. Not a single thing you just said makes sense.
Dave, it was 2007. Things were strange. These were the Bush years. Nobody knew what was going to happen.
Were you in high school?
Yes.
When did you graduate from high school?
2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so... your parents said you had to be home by 11 and
you
would be like hanging out with friends and you can't jerk off in your house. So you had to jerk off between, that's what I don't understand.
Well, I could, but it just did, you know, it's like, it to me at that point in my life, I was a raging hormone little high school boy, and I really liked my car.
Sure.
It's just like sometimes I've peed while I was driving, where you're like, I don't have time to stop and pee, or I'll be late for work, so I'll pee in this cup. At the time, it seemed like a decent idea. I haven't done it. It's not a policy I have.
Sure.
But
well,
yeah,
I'm just gonna say I don't. To me, that sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with the curfew. Except
maybe.
I see what you're saying. You had to drive home at that time. Otherwise, you would have been staying out later. Maybe you would crash at someone's house. But since you had to drive home and then you have that free time to get home by 11, you jerk off in the car. Got it.
Yeah. That's just how, I mean, it was a tough, I thought you would go, yeah, me too. I didn't know. Now I feel like such a weirdo.
No, I mean, I'm going to tell you.
I don't still do it. I don't still do that. It was just a
well, don't say it like that.
Decision.
Because that's a little, we don't need your judgment, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to kink shame anybody who likes driving and yakking. Whatever. I don't know.
Yakking your crack? Yeah.
Yakking your crack.
Yeah. No, dude, I didn't do that. I was just clarifying, though, because mine is definitely worse. Because you're oh, I don't do this anymore. But no, I still do. And I mean, I guess I don't now, but it's a touring thing. I do a lot of long tours, and you'll have 8-hour drives.
Yeah.
So I'll just be driving and I'm alone. And, you know, one time, I'm not going to say who it was because he's a friend of mine. I don't need to out him. But I was standing at a party, some fucking party in Echo Park. And this subject came up, and I was talking about it with a few people, and I was like, yeah, I jerk off when I drive sometimes. Yeah, it's long drives. And this comic goes, yeah, me too, man. Here's the problem, though. Then you just have cum in your pants. And I was like,
what? No, you don't.
You have a rag or Kleenex nearby, or what I would do is I'm have all my clothes in the car. I just grab I probably have a shirt in the back seat, and I just grab that and I lay that over me, and then I do whatever.
Yeah.
And then I don't have cum in my pants, and I just wash that later. And he was like, oh, I should do that. And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
He also
and it was
said
Jimmy Fallon. So everybody should know it was Jimmy Fallon who's cum everywhere.
It was actually Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz used to be around the LA.
He was a comedian
first. Indie comedy scene.
Yeah. He released Are You Gonna Go My Way in the 90s, and it got big, and then he became an LA comedian in the 2000s.
What a weird solution. Whoever this is who was it's just in your pants. You can eat and drive, but that doesn't mean you put chicken nuggets in your ass. That's not a solution.
Yeah, you don't I think a better analogy is that you
get
don't
a napkin.
Just you get a napkin. You don't just drop ketchup all over your shirt and you're like, well, there was no other option. You clean up after, you just don't be a scumbag, I think and that's what I said to him. I was like, you're insane, dude. And this is a friend of mine for a long time. He also said, what was really funny, I was like, wait a minute, but you don't tour. And he was like, oh yeah, I never leave LA. And I was like, well, so when are you doing this? And he was like, if I'm stuck in traffic.
That's
what?
That's why this...
So
well,
then
you guess you don't hate traffic anymore.
People can just look at you? Because I'm doing it on long stretches of road where there's no cars. And if other cars are even approaching in my rear view, I stop. And I just act like nothing's happening. I maybe wave. I'm like, nothing. I'm good.
No, nothing. Not jerking on.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. I can't wait till you tell me off mic who it was, because I am excited to know. I have a guess, but we'll see.
Give me your guess, and if you're right, I'll say it on the podcast. I doubt you'll get it, but
no. Well, now I'm worried. We'll make it the title of the episode if I guess it later.
Oh wow, that's funny. Yeah, totally.
Oh yeah.
What's funny is, though, that if you think about it, there are so many people that that could be. There are less people that I...
It's a man, right?
The man, yeah, for sure. it's a male-bodied, cis, straight, white guy, because of course
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. But honestly, if I think about it, there are less comedians that I would assume, less straight white guy comedians that I would assume don't do this than do this.
Now I'm just realizing, like, it's the most, like anybody who isn't a straight white cis guy, and you're like, I wonder what it's like. Yeah, we're just driving around and beating off. That's how great it is. It's pretty fun. We get all the privileges. We just can't even contain ourselves.
Totally. Could you be less worried? It's just like you're like the least concerned person. Like, yeah, I jerk off in my car during the day when there's people around.
Right. Cops see me and they go, hey, need any help? And we're like, nah, it's all good. They start beating up. It's the great
help. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that your registration has expired. Not going to give you a just wanted to give you a heads up. Also, hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah. I was wondering if I could tickle your balls, help out a little bit. I'm here to protect and serve, and, you know, I'm just trying to help, dog.
You know what they say, snap into a your dick.
Well, that's the episode title. I don't know if we're going to top snap into a your dick. We got to start a podcast called Snap. We already got Carter. What was it?
The gas.
Mario
show?
Carter.
Oh
no! What was the first?
Oh,
the,
Mario fart.
The cast words. Mario fart. Yeah. Snap into a your dick.
Snap into a your dick. Hell yeah, dude! Mario fart. I gotta do. Oh, no. I just have to.
Yeah, Mario fart. What was the other one though? It was like how are you, O'Cart?
How are you, O'Cart?
How are you, O'Cart? My whole body responds to that name. Like I can feel it in my toes.
I know it's such an awful fucking name. O'Cart? It's probably the worst name ever. Especially since Mario fart is less difficult to come up with and way better. Yeah. Actually, this is a real thing. If you're listening and you know anything, I'm going to reach out to some other people about this too, but like totally serious. I do want to start Mario Fart. The problem is that I would like viewers to be able to watch a split screen of the comics that are playing. But it's weird. Like, so the way that you stream onto Twitch is you just capture the video from your game system. And then in Streamlabs, you can bring in video of other comedians. So on screen will be your video game screen and then the video chat with four other comics. But I would like everyone to be able to see all the comedians' screens as they play Mario Kart instead of just mine. And I can't figure out a way to make that happen. I don't. Have
Well, if you're listening, I'm sure one of our listeners, we have the smartest listeners. They know all about Twitch screens and
they might.
Yeah. I bet somebody knows. So tweet at Dave if you know.
Yeah, please do. Or if you know someone, it's probably in Reddit. It's also probably not doable because Nintendo has decided that things should be very hard.
Oh yeah. What is that? Why are they doing that?
I don't understand. I know they are far and away the most fun and inventive video game company and system in comparison to the other ones. And at least, like, they're the silliest and most positive and most, like, adventure-based. And their proprietary stuff is the shit. It's the best. Smash Bros. And Zelda and Mario and shit. But they just, like, I don't know. They don't want their graphics to be as good. They don't want it to be easy to do stuff. It's very...
No. Yeah, I remember the first time I held a GameCube controller, I was like, is this a prank? This is like a like a Bop It. This is like, oh, can you even figure out the controller? And then they give you the real controller. Like
totally
that
every
shit.
Button does a different thing. It feels like when you move a button it's supposed to go or
It looks like what the Grinch uses to like move stuff around in his cave, you know? Totally. Where it's like, this is my remote, and it's like
It's like a a 70s movie making a joke about a TV remote. Look at all the buttons. I don't even know how to put my VCR. Man.
You know how like steampunk thought we were all going to be riding?
Yeah, technology is
we'd have a drone made
whistles.
Out of brass.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. We're all just going to be like covered in wood. That's what the future's going to be like. There's going to be magic and more wood. And goggles. Oh, we're going to need goggles.
This podcast is made out of wood.
Woodcast. Dude, let's see if there's a woodcast. I'll bet you there is. And if there is, do you think it's about types of wood, building stuff out of wood, or boners?
I think it's James Wood's podcast. God. Probably.
I hope so.
Because he's got to have a podcast on Parler.
Good. Oh, actually, woodcast is a casting material made of wood and biodegradable plastic.
Oh, nice.
It's a sustainable and safe casting material. Let's try woodcast.
I still don't know what it is. I don't know what cast.
No one does. Don't worry about it. The Woodcast on Apple Podcasts. 20-year-olds who know nothing about life but are talking about life. That's the Woodcast.
Well, let's start that podcast again. We already had How to Parent with Two Guys Who Don't Know Shit. So let's woodcast it.
There's another woodcast. It's called The Woodcast, and it's by Woody Thiel. It's a comedy show hosted by Woody Thiel, and it's called The Woodcast.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
Well, we should start it. Wouldn't it be funny if we started all only beef with wood-related podcasts and to see if they band together and try and beat us? But
these podcasts
start
that haven't
tagging
put on,
them.
They just haven't put on an episode in years, and they just like... Like, hey, there's this podcast where these two comedians are talking shit about you every week.
Yeah.
I guess
it,
would be funnier to, like, instead of telling people to harass our friends on Twitter, to tell people to harass strangers. Which, just a reminder, this is the third episode in a row where we're reminding you, and then I guess we'll probably stop bringing it up because you probably know. But we used to be asking you to tweet at Steph and Eli. Please don't. It made them mad, and
yes,
that makes sense.
Don't do that. Now, you know what we should do is do it usefully. Be like, tweet at John Hickenlooper.
Who's John Hickenlooper?
He's the governor. I think he's a senator from Colorado. Used to be the governor.
Oh, okay.
But like, we should get people to actually like tweet at senators.
Yeah.
Like, but like, tweeted him to come on this show as if. Like, as if we talk about issues. Like, hey, when's Cory Booker going to be on What's It Called? When are you going to debate Dave and Caleb?
The Great Debate. Oh, my God, dude. That's so
we should
funny.
Challenge everyone in the Senate to debate, but not about politics. It's like, we want to debate.
Honestly, if y'all want to bug someone about us, seriously, just pick anyone that you think is interesting and tell them to debate us. That's so funny, dude. You know who I would love to come on the show is Eric Garcetti. I would love to just have Eric Garcetti on this show called What's It Called? And he's like, hey, fellas, how are you? Or whatever. How does he talk? He talks like
that's
he's making
probably
out.
Like that.
hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
That sounds like a mayor. That's a mayor voice.
Yeah, and we could be like, hey, man, fuck you, you know? Suck my dick, you piece of shit. How great would that be to have Eric Garcetti on the show and be like, yeah, man, it's really cool to have you on here. I have a couple questions. Why aren't you paying people to stay home, and why are restaurants open while we are the epicenter of the COVID pandemic? Also, why are you so interested in everyone in your city being homeless?
Right.
Fuck you, dude. Eat shit.
And he's like, well, it feels pretty good outside. At least you're not in New York.
Yeah. I mean, I think pretty soon we're going to be able to have you guys out there doing shows and hanging out with, you know, maybe two or three other families. Shut up.
Tweet it some mayors and governors and make them debate us. But I'm trying to think of what we should say the debate's about. Let's debate hats. Come on What's It Called and debate hats with me and Dave. And if you don't, you're a coward. So
yeah.
Tweet at every senator. Every one of them.
Let's try to get politicians on here and tell them that the debate is about masks. Just say the debate is about masks, right? And then when they get
there
on
go.
There,
that's
we're
good.
Like,
that's
all
idea.
Right. We're here to debate what kind of masks are for losers. And they're like, wait, I thought that this was like a legitimate
no
medical debate. It is.
Let's do it, dog.
Like a ripped up t-shirt. Is that some loser shit or is am I a cool guy? Cool guy versus loser. The
how about right under my nose, just an inch under my nose poking out. Is that good or is that I'm ready to be good, but I'm not good yet? Is that good or is that worse? Have the nose out. Is that good or a little bad?
All right, this week on Good versus Worse, we decide what types of masks are good and which one is
good
worse.
Good versus worse. Welcome to Good versus Worse. How's the weather today? It's fucking fine by me. I don't give a shit.
All traffic. Right, what's good and what's worse? Clouds and rain, okay? It's like the dumbest people of all time.
Oh, man. Hey, traffic, how's traffic? Well, you know, you're not dead. I was like, this guy's got, I don't know how helpful this report is. What happened in Washington, D.C. today? Worry about your own house. It's
who gives a fuck, huh? Yeah. That's just a news show where they can't fire the second guy. the premise of the show. All right, today we're going to be talking about the upcoming delegate election in California. Who gives a fuck about that? Who cares? Okay? You know, my wife is leaving. You know that? Why would I give a fuck about your delegates? Huh? Delegate my cock.
I love when they go. And on the scene, they cut to the guy, and he just didn't go. And he's like, yeah, I didn't go. I'm just in my house. He's supposed to be at the Capitol.
It just pans over, and he's sitting next to them. Why? He didn't even leave. Sorry. I was doing shit on my phone. I'm sorry. I'll go. Call me in like 35. I'll be there in 35, give or take.
Oh, man. I love this. That's got to be a sketch, too. report the unfireable reporter.
Why is he unfireable?
We don't need to explain the premise. You can't fire him.
He just like sucks in every way.
Yeah, his dad is Ted Turner. It's like Ted Turner's son. And so he's just the CNN guy who can't get fired.
All right, now we go to our man on the street. He's in front of the Capitol building right now, and then it just like cuts to a camera, and he's not there. But you hear the sound of peeing, and he's like, "Oh, did we go? Fuck! I knew I was supposed to shut my mic off when I was in here. Sorry, I'm pissing. Sorry."
Sorry.
Man, I knew. Is this why they call me Jimmy Piss?
He's asking his own nickname. Why do they call me Jimmy Piss? I've been wondering that. Yeah, you should know why they call you that. That's what we are.
Yeah, you told us. We asked you what your name is, and you said Jimmy Piss.
Yeah, I don't remember that shit. I've been drunk for fucking 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks.
I've been hammered fucking.
I've been drunk for 6 weeks. It's such a funny sentence.
I've been drunk for 6 weeks.
I've been drunk for 6 weeks. I don't know.
I've been on Molly since Super Tuesday. We're like, that was a year ago. What the fuck?
Super Tuesday? How'd you even remember that was when it was? You've been on Molly.
That's when my direct deposit hit. And I remember that. Figured I'd get
first of the month is always Molly Day. My SSI comes in. I go straight to my ecstasy dealer.
I love those people. You ever meet somebody who's like weird, religious in the weirdest way? They're like, for Lent, I'm giving up Molly for Lent. You know,
I know. And you're okay. Wow.
Yeah, for Lent, I'm gonna stop cheating on my wife.
Yeah, totally.
You're like, you're very open about.
For Lent this year, I will be giving up premarital anal.
I'm going to stop beating up little kids at the park for Lent. It's enough already.
For Lent this year, I'm giving up not believing in Lent.
I'm giving up my religion for Lent. You know, it's enough already. I'm going to fucking take a break. I'll be an atheist for Lent.
This year for Lent, I'm giving up Islam.
Oh, man. Well, that wins. That wins the Lent riff, winning riff.
Dude, you know the Islam.
Oh man.
That's the best.
I'm giving up Islam for Lent. It's definitely that's really funny.
Oh boy.
I really liked the idea. I mean, we wrote down a couple like fun shit we're gonna record in the future last week, but I love the actual bad advice show. I will give you advice that will not help. It will not help you, but I will say it.
We'll talk to you. We'll let you know.
Well, why don't we try a couple of those on each other? Why don't you be my caller and then I'll be your caller? How about that?
All right, sweet.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. First time caller, and I've never listened before. Someone told me I could call this number and you'd help me with some. Is that you, Dave?
Wrong, not help. But go.
All right. Well, I've been stealing money from my brother for the last 6 years.
Good.
Same amount every month, and I think he's starting to get suspicious. What should I do, Dave?
Oh, this is a no-brainer. All the money that you've ever stolen from your brother that you still have, I imagine much of it you have spent on drugs and
yes.
events. Live events. You take all the money that you have left over, you buy a gun, you buy one bullet, and you fucking kill yourself because I hate you.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
What's the name of the show?
Oh, I forgot the name of the show.
Shut up. Who cares? Fuck you.
Shut up. Who cares? I'm a shut up. Who cares? 24/7 member, and I donate to the Patreon. I got a who cares hoodie.
Shut up. The advice show is so funny, dude. Yeah. Just call up for advice and maybe I'll help. No. I'll give you some advice. Okay. You're stealing money from your brother. He found out. Is that what happened? He found out about
it? I think he's getting suspicious. So.
Okay. So what you think he's getting suspicious? Okay. I still think you should buy a gun, but I think you should buy multiple bullets. And I think what you should do is you should walk up to him and you should look him in the face and be like, do you think I'm stealing money from you? And when he says yes, you pull out the gun and you shoot yourself in your big toe, okay? You fucking load the gun. You cock it. You shoot yourself right in the fucking foot. And then you look back at him and you're like, do you still think I'm taking money from you? And if he says yes again, you shoot yourself in the kneecap, okay? And then you keep doing this until he says no. And then he has to take you to the hospital. And that's fun because then you get to bond, brothers. I love
Sorry, Dave. I already did that. I tried that first. I'm a longtime listener. I figured I should try the kneecap thing.
That is usually my advice. Shoot yourself. It solves all problems.
Shut up. Who cares?
Shut up. Who cares? The advice show.
Shut up. Who cares?
Shut up. Who cares? The advice show that won't help.
Oh, man. We got to start this show.
All right, hey Caleb. This is Dave, long-time listener, first time caller.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, man.
Dave, you sound like you got a big dick.
I don't. It's very small, and that's actually why I'm calling. I have a really small penis, and it's not a micro penis though. I can see it.
Dave.
I can use it. It's not one of those little baby dick ones that you see on the internet. So it's honestly, it's unremarkable in every way. It's not even so small that it seems cool. Okay.
You tried beating off in a car?
Of course I have, and I do. It's a little difficult. You know what's funny about having a small penis is that you still come the same amount. So. You know what I mean? It's like kind of, I have like a small penis, but a huge penis hole.
Like one of those old shotguns that Elmer fucking
ends
a trumpet.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like an onion ring.
Dave, I don't know if I got any advice. Sounds like you're crushing it with your onion ring cock. I mean, it sounds like you're a cool dude. You got a smooth voice.
I got a long onion ring, but no, it's not long and it's not wide, but the hole is big as we've established. Anyway, here's the kind of advice I want to ask you for. I have a huge pee hole, and so when I pee, it kind of all just falls out, and I can't really direct it toward the toilet, so it always gets all over my pants, and I always smell like urine.
Well, let me stop you right there, David. Okay? It looks like you're going to need to pee right in your mouth. Hold it and save it for later. You can spit wherever you want.
My penis is not very long, so I can't reach my mouth even if I'm standing on my head.
I say then, pee into a cup, drink it, hold it in your mouth, don't swallow, spit it out at your leisure. And I'd also recommend an OnlyFans for that little onion cock.
Shut I sound... up, who cares? The advice show that won't help.
Oh, man.
Damn, that's so funny.
I do know this is going to be my mom's least favorite episode of this podcast.
Your mom listens to this. I talked about cum so much this episode. Mrs. Sinan. I'm nice.
Shout out to mom. Thank you for listening. I'm really sorry.
Damn.
But this is the most fun I have all week, so I hope you understand. This is like...
Man. I think this is a good time to say that this podcast is not for kids.
We should probably remove it from Stitcher Kids. I don't know why we've been posting it on Stitcher for Kids.
Stitcher for Kids. Totally. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of though? When I was a kid, if I had a little access to podcasts, this would have been my favorite one. I'd be like,
yeah, a little
podcast.
Poopy penis cum podcast. Yeah. Absolutely. If I was in high school, it'd be my favorite.
Yeah,
that's why I like this, because it's like two fucking 6-year-olds who just found out about the word fuck. Which, by the way, is maybe what we should change the name of this show to. 2 6-year-olds who just found out about the word fuck.
That should be a show. That is a good podcast.
Totally.
Well, I remember, because I'm still excited to curse. I'm still as excited. The excitement hasn't
gone
down. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, hell yeah. Totally. As I remember, me and my friend group, we were like, are we going to be a friend group that curses? And we took a vote, and we're like, I think we should start cursing. I think this was in 7th grade when we took a vote in gym class. And me and my group of friends were like, all right, we can all say fuck now. We're going to be a fuck friend group.
Wow.
And I haven't looked back since. It's so much fun. Cursing it just really helps. With your joy level, so
totally they sound so good. The words, I mean, there's a reason they're curse words, because they're all like they mean a thing, but they also mean that thing, and they sound really aggressive. Fuck,
right?
Best word, just the best word.
Right, and I don't really use it. Like when I'm actually mad at someone, I'll be like, "Hey, can we talk about earlier? I felt wondering." Like that's how I talk. Like, I never do it when I'm mad.
No.
But
and if
for
someone
fun,
does talk to me, I think we talked about this. We did. We talked about this maybe on the first episode or the second episode. How, like, when people talk to you aggressively with curse words when you're fighting.
Oh, horrible.
I remove those people from my life.
Oh, it's the worst.
That girl I dated who was like, shut up. I was like,
oh, unacceptable.
I know. Hey, fuck you.
I would rather you cheat on me every single day than tell me to shut up once a year. I will take that deal.
I would like to say that I accept neither. I will break up with you in both situations.
It's a shot or stab situation. I mean, it's. I think it's the worst.
Telling your significant other "fuck you" is so like. What is this a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie? You know what I mean? Like, why? Because it's like not only is it aggressive, it's like really childish. It's,
Oh, it's horrible.
Fuck you.
I'm like, if you ever feel like saying that to me, just break up with me before you say it, because I don't want to. Don't say that to me.
Break up with me and then say fuck you so I can not listen when you say it.
Yeah.
And then you're just like some asshole on the street.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
I've never dated someone that I went inside with, is what I'm saying. we're together on the street, or we're single inside, you know?
That's right, single inside. That we're going to start a podcast called Single Inside.
I'm single inside. I've been married for decades, but in my heart, man... I don't have anyone to listen to.
Dude, this sounds like, you know, when you're at a concert and they do a little folksy intro. Well, that's why I'm single inside. Like, oh, hell yeah. I like the story.
I love, one of my favorite things about pop punk music is how much fun they have live. But then it's just interesting, like, a lot of genres are really fun live. Also, a lot of genres are like what you were saying, like really whimsical or nostalgic or like into like heartfelt storytelling live. Pop punk, for some reason, is like on stage, you're like, hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for coming out. We're all going to shit and fart all night. Yeah, fart, boob, shit, fart. Hell yeah. Everybody headbang. You're all underage. And then the songs are like, I miss Amanda. I miss Amanda. It's such an odd combination.
I just here's something that I think that's probably wrong and incorrect, but I think it. You ever whatever I hear, like I love a nice love song. Mm-hmm. I like a nice sad song about my mom. Thanks, mom. Like I love all kinds of different songs. Uh-huh. Whatever there's a song about, like
my mom. Thanks, mom. That's a great song.
I like songs with that vibe, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like it's songs. So remember we were talking about, like, if you wear a cowboy hat, you should probably see a therapist, unless you're a cowboy. But if you have one of the, you know, songs about how much you don't miss somebody.
Oh,
where they'll
yeah.
be like, yeah, I'm fucking over that shit.
I'm done.
Or yeah. like a breakup album. It's like, well, why don't you just go see a therapist instead of writing 12 songs about this person? Like, that's what a psycho would do. They're out of your life.
That's a genre of song that is so funny, and it includes this other genre of song that, like, there's this thing that a lot of people do that was cool to do for a long time that I think we're finally all realizing is, like, just kind of lame because it doesn't accomplish anything, and it's just saying really complex things you want to happen to somebody, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think Patton Oswalt invented it, but it basically goes like this. It's like this, like the next person who brings up the movie Solo, A Star Wars Story to me, I hope they get pushed into a well filled with electric eels and that a piece of TNT gets thrown in there, but it only goes into their butthole, and then their rectum explodes and they die of shitting onto eels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, like,
honestly, I feel like that goes back to, like, Johnny Carson. That was like an old Karnak bit where you'd be like, may the sewers of Venice back up into your rafters. And you'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? But old people laughed at it, and it was something.
And it happened forever and ever and ever. And now I think it ended because of the pandemic. Because, like, I saw Chase Mitchell, who's really funny on Twitter, wrote something about how, like, he was like, I think these TV networks are underestimating how many people want to watch a bunch of famous people talk about how 2020 was a dumpster fire. And it's just true. It's like they're just like, yeah, it was a dumpster fire covered in vomit or whatever. And it's like, who cares? Shut up.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It's the same thing as the Gal Gadot Imagine video. It's
doesn't
the
exact
even
make
same
sense because it's like, I've seen a dumpster fire. They happen in my neighborhood almost all the time. They're not that bad.
Totally.
They're not. You're comparing it to a less bad thing. It's like, oh, 2020 was like a diarrhea. It's like, it's worse than diarrhea.
You're talking about the year where it was 9/11 every day, where 3,000 people died a day. That was a
2020
fire in
was
a
real
can.
You ask me, it was a pain in the neck of a year.
Oh, like, man. Oh,
yeah.
Pain in the neck. It was no piece of cake that year.
2020 could go fly a kite as far as I'm concerned.
As far as I'm concerned. Oh my god. Yeah, dude. It's you're not doing anything. You accomplished nothing. And there's a lot of songs like that that are just like, I hope you fall off a cliff into you know, whatever. But then there's like nice ones that are like that are really sweet, but sort of the same thing where
remember that song when I see it face, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell.
Yeah.
I remember that song was big, and it came out like right after my first breakup that I had, and my sister goes, does this song, like, is that how you feel? And I was like, no, what, I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah, totally.
Why would I be mad about we don't date anymore, it's fine now. Like, I just don't understand the, like, vengeful, like,
totally.
It's so weird to me, like, throwing darts at their picture. Like, go to a doctor. If you're throwing darts at a picture, figuratively or literally, you need to get something's wrong.
You like, just, like, have no idea what it feels like to miss somebody.
Right.
You just miss them. That's all that's happening. You can be mad at them. Maybe they did hurt you, and I've been hurt by people, and I was mad. Yeah. But you're not mad because you broke up. You're mad because they whatever, you know?
And then the people that want to prove where it's like they write a song called like I don't you bitch and you're like mm.
like
if you if we started a podcast called I don't miss my ex and every episode we'd be like sounds like you do like we get we let them get away with it because singers are like hot and it's music but right. It's like this is not okay.
Yeah,
you need to fix this.
And then the emo version of it is like we all thought I don't know I'm guilty of it. I thought it was like romantic when I was in high school or college or whatever. But it just like you left me and now I'm gonna kill myself. It's just like, well, that's also not okay at all. And right. If you feel that way, call some like get a therapist, call a suicide hotline, take care of yourself. Don't put this on them.
Right. Well, it's also, I've heard so much emo shit, like, when I was in high school, where it's like, remember what Armie Hammer wants to eat people? I'm like, every emo bit, it's like, I'm gonna eat you and drink your blood and kill you, and now I'm dead. I'm like, okay. No. None of that's good.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird imagery, but in two of my favorite bands, Saves the Day and Death Cab for Cutie, both have, like, really, really specific imagery about people's bodies. That is like a little dicey that I think is okay simply because they like otherwise are very explicit about being kind. And I think
yeah.
I'm just because I love them so much. I'm also friends with the dude from Saves the Day. And I know him and he's such a sweet person. And so I'm just like, it has to be just imagery because yeah, I want to eat your leg because I love you. I'm like, what?
No. There's no need to even cuddle for a whole evening. Like, cuddle for a little bit so your arm hurts. But I'm not eating a leg for nobody.
I wish I could unhinge my jaw and put you all the way inside stomach.
I don't even want to see you every day. I want to see you most days.
Yeah. Is that right? I want to digest you and and turn you into proteins.
I just want to watch movies sometimes and like eat and talk about the news every once in a while.
I would just, yeah, like to hang out and feel wanted.
You want to watch Shark Tank and eat cheese? That's what I like.
Wow. Watch Shark Tank and eat cheese sounds a lot of fun.
I have the most boring fetish. I would like you to watch TV with me and drink White Claw.
Drink. Wait, how'd you pronounce it? White Claw?
White Claw.
White Claw.
White Claw, dog.
You know what's one of the funniest things? Maybe this has changed because they got called out on it hardcore, but I stopped drinking White Claw and I like go for one of the other seltzers. I forget which one it is that I'll drink, Truly or something, because
Einun's good.
Oh, really? You know which one is super good is the Corona one. It's like not
I like Corona too. They also have fun flavors like blueberry Raz lemonade spaz.
Right.
You're like,
totally.
Yeah. Like eight things.
Sam Wiles, who's a funny comedian, friends of ours, told me he's a bartender at this bar and they were like trying out seltzers when like all the seltzers started coming out after White Claw. And he said that far and away the best tasting one was the Natty Light one. How weird is that? Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
I want to try it.
Whoa. I mean, but hey, this is first sponsor, Natty Light Silts.
Dude, I would love that. That would be
that
so
would
cool.
be very cool. And then we could get like Natty Light hats, shirts, pants, shoes that say Natty Light.
I would love that. We get kegs of Natty Light seltzer. And we're just like, no one's going to drink
but it's
this.
COVID, so it's only us. We're just like 10 feet apart doing keg stands.
We started this dumb podcast and we both have like a horrible alcohol problem now. No,
two person keg party.
White Claw like posted somewhere publicly something about how they apparently they're like super Blue Lives Matter, that company. Isn't that insane? And it's like,
but there's no laws on claws.
Oh my god. Is that they're saying?
Yeah, there's no laws on claws.
They were like defending cops in some way, and they got called out on a hardcore. And the reason I think that's funny is like, obviously I'm not Blue Lives Matter, but it's also like White Claw, like hard seltzer is just not masculine, and that's okay with me. I don't give a fuck. I don't need anything to be masculine.
Right.
I would prefer not. But like, you can't make White Claw, the like peach flavored low-cal booze, and then just be like, fuck Antifa. Like, it just doesn't it doesn't make any sense.
The only thing I hate more than Antifa is belly fat. So that's why I enjoy a 90 calorie.
This shit is getting a little complex. You know, when we were kids, you could divide people into categories pretty easily. Like if you're a Republican, then you eat meat and cheese and you drink Budweiser and you hate gay people and abortion. And and then if you're liberal, you're vegan and you're afraid and you have a therapist and you hate your dad, you know. But now it's like, you know, the guy who wasn't wearing a shirt, wearing the bullhorns, who raided the Capitol when he was in prison, wouldn't eat because they wouldn't give him organic food. And I was like, I don't understand people anymore.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. That is like, there's a whole new kind of the Patriot Party people. I'm like, I don't even know. I grew up in a conservative family, and I'm like, that is a whole new.
Is that really happening? Is Trump starting the Patriot Party?
I don't know. That seems like a lot of work that I don't think he wants to do. It's hard to start one. It's hard to start a party that's worth. I mean, there's no one in Congress who's anything but a Republican or a Democrat except Bernie, and he's just a, you know, it's like I don't think they're gonna. It's so much work. I don't
you know
think
who they need to get?
That.
They need to get Darren Carter, the party starter. Because, you know, it's hard to start a party. But Darren Carter.
I don't know. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. That like split my head in two. And I don't care if no one else gets it. That's the funniest. My whole life is a prelude to enjoying that joke because...
I know. It's a really specific
Carter.
Joke. He's a nice guy.
It's the most
guy.
Specific joke. For people who are really into right-wing conspiracies and L.A. comedy from around a year ago.
Dude, no. Here's the thing about Darren, and I've only met him one time, and I knew of him before that. He's a really successful touring comedian from Fresno.
So, I love Darren.
He's from Fresno. And he's like a really palatable, like... inoffensive, everyone could, like, you know, he's a clean comic.
He's so funny.
Who doesn't say anything crazy. He doesn't do anything edgy at all. Maybe he does now. I don't fucking know, but that's his thing. He's
and
like,
he's funny.
He's
funny, like
remember Carter, the party starter.
Yeah, it's just fun. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, if I had a college, I'd be like, he's coming every year and being funny. I mean, he's very funny. But and
every
the fact
one
that
of
you would actually
start the picture.
Also,
party.
That I think that's like a little possible. That's so like Donald Trump Jr. is like Googling and then he sees.
Wait a minute.
Darren Carter, the party starter, gives him a call and then goes, oh shit.
Eric, I found the guy. Eric. Yeah. And Eric's just like playing with.
Yeah.
Playing jacks or whatever. He's
oh,
just
man.
Like playing with blocks. Darren Carter, the party starter. Fun fact about him, and probably my favorite fact about him, is every one of his albums is named a pun. On the word ginger, because he's a ginger. He's a red hair guy.
Ah, yeah.
And they're all, honestly, pretty offensive puns, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
One of them is, that ginger's crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, Darren.
Oh, no.
I'm going to look him up right now. I know. It's really...
Well, I know we're going to start a podcast called That Ginger's Crazy.
That ginger's crazy. I wonder what he's doing now.
I don't know, but he's starting parties somewhere. He can't. His whole title's illegal. There's no gatherings allowed in California.
Wow, that's true.
Oh boy. Well, we should shout out to Darren Carter. Ask him if he can start a party.
Oh, actually, he has a new album called "The Party Continues."
Oh.
So maybe he has. Okay, there's That Ginger's Crazy, which I'm trying to find the other ones. I know we're signing off here, but to close out, I want to find the names of Darren Carter's albums. And, well, it is not going to happen, but, you know, ginger stuff.
And we'll name one of Darren Carter's albums, if you would like.
Yeah, Darren,
we'll name your next album.
If you need a non-ginger pun name for your album, hit us up, man. We would love to
hit
help.
Us up, dog.
The other one.
Please tag Darren. Let him know.
You know what's funny is that there's another comedian. Oh, shit. My mic just fell down because I'm...
Hell yeah, dog.
one of the comedian I think I'm most fascinated with, and I've been fascinated with since before I was a comedian, is he is a half Chinese, half, I want to say Hispanic, but maybe white, but half Chinese American guy. Fuck, what is his real name? I'm forgetting. He goes by Chinaman. Are you aware of Chinaman,
Caleb? I am not aware.
So here's what's crazy about it. He is a fascinating comedian. I mean, he goes by Chinaman. Sean Jordan used to open for him, which is, yeah.
Interesting lineup.
Totally. I love it so much. And so Chinaman's whole thing is really, really, really hacky, shitty, fucking Asian stuff. Like, he says, like, can you smell what the wok is cooking?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
that's just like a sentence.
Yes. Like, yeah, he has an album called That Ninja's Crazy.
Oh,
I know. So here's the other thing, though. He says that Dimebag Darrell was his best friend.
Oh, my.
And yeah, him and Dimebag apparently would hang out. And so he's like also he's this like hacky Asian pun guy who also has like a rock and roll intro with like a big skull flag that drops down. And there's like pyrotechnics and he comes out and does like air guitar.
What?
And here's the really incredible thing. He is a genius level celebrity impersonator. So like half of his act is actually like true talent. Where you're like, that is exactly Al Pacino for a full 10 minutes. That's a real talent. And then he like throws on this hacky bullshit that is just like embarrassing and not okay.
Oh man. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, you gotta update the old act with Chris.
Yeah, dude. Chris Garcia bought me a Chinaman.
Oh boy.
I like how one is that ninja's crazy and one is that ginger's crazy. It's like,
Come on, guys.
We should start a podcast called Those Two White Guys Are Crazy.
You're not going to believe how crazy they are.
They're crazy. Hell yeah, dude.
All right, bud. That was fun. Fun always.
I think this is our best episode.
Always. This is a good always one. The best.
Okay, so tweet at Cory Booker and Ted Cruz and ask them why they won't debate us. Tweet at me at Dumb Caleb a picture of John Hickenlooper, and tweet at Dave at Dave to the Ross. What do you want him to tweet at you, Dave?
Hey, whatever you want. I don't know.
All right. Hell
yeah,
dog.
Pictures. Let's just, I don't know, man. Let's just keep sending around photos of pants, you know?
Pants is good. I like the pants.
I like the
idea. Give me them pants.
I also like that there are photos of pants and people aren't wearing them. Just it's just like such a vexing. Like, why did you send me a photo of your fucking pants? Like, I think we should all just start doing it to our friends. They're like, what are you doing?
I can't wait. We're starting a movement here.
Follow at Dumb Caleb on Twitter and at Caleb Sign on Instagram. I'm at Dave to the Ross on everything. This is, I think that we should call our podcast Always the Best.
Always the Best. I love it. I couldn't agree more.
Literally, it is literally always the best thing that has ever happened. Every
it's
episode
really
we
fun.
Make.
Yeah, it makes me really happy.
Thank you all for listening. We love you so much.
Thank you. We we'll love you. Week. Bye.
Bye-bye. What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?